When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Black Ops Division of Flow Sports. We're dropping nuclear bombs today.
Welcome to Hell, coming to you live from the Den of the Illuminati here in the Jiu-Jitsu Mecca of Austin, Texas. This is the Who's Number One podcast. Got a lot to talk about today. ADCC stuff, BJJ Star stuff, Who's Next stuff. First off, introducing my panel for today's special 420 edition of the show. I don't even know what that means. Corey,
happy
what's 420?
It's April 20th.
You don't know what it is?
That's
Reed knows. Look, you can look at Reed. You know Reed's got that loud look at him. There's two
already.
Options. There's two options with a guy who looks like Reed. Either he's smoking or he's Charles Manson, one or the other. But join us in the back. Total Squares never even heard of 420 until today. OG Trey Robinson been embarking on adventures with me around the country. Trey, how's it going over there? So you're filling in for Connor today. What are you doing back there?
Man in the Discord here, man, the YouTube chat. We're not sure where Connor is. We know, based off his social media, we got some clues. He's kind of a bit of a confirmed party guy now.
So. Big time party guy. Kind of an out-of-control party guy. Yeah, I know, yeah. Big 420 guy, Connor. We're all big. I'm a big 420 guy. I mean, every day 420 for me, though.
Yeah.
That's why, what do you think I wear the sunglasses for? But, Trey, what do we got going on in the chats, the Discord, the YouTube? Who we got hanging around over there?
What's everybody saying?
We got Jordan Butler.
Legends? We got some legends in there?
Yeah, we got some legends.
Jordan Butler, what do you call him?
Yeah, the BBC, the Blue Belt
all
Champion.
All right. Who else course. We got lurking around there?
We got Marv in there. He's actually the original dude who called out Connor for being a confirmed party guy now.
Marv.
And then the rest, they're still trickling in. So we know Becerra will be here at some point. Maybe O. Steve will peek his head back in. That would be a legendary moment when O. Steve comes home.
What about
finally.
Any sightings of, is John F. Kennedy Jr. in there?
No, but we did get some clues.
Wait, are you sure?
Yeah. We did. We got some clues that he was in Dallas.
Yeah, well, I mean, if he's out there listening, you could reach out to us in the YouTube chat. Yes. Just say something to Trey.
If JFK Jr. or O. Steve jumps in the chat, you have to stop the podcast.
We're patiently waiting for your orders, JFK Jr. We don't know what to do at this point.
I'll send the alarm if I see any of them lurking in the chat for sure.
All right, so big news. This last week, IBJJF. Banning closeouts at their major competition is going to take away some money ranking points. Corey, what are you thinking about this?
I like it. Everybody hates to see closeouts and the final, especially at the World Championship, right? You want to see that final match. So getting rid of those closeouts, I think, only pushes the sport forward.
Reed. Yeah.
Exciting, man. You got to throw it back to the Rotolo brothers. Like, nobody's closer than the Rotolo brothers. You guys shared a room since they're born. They sleep every day, they train every day together, and they go out there and they fight. So if Rotolo brothers can do it, literally the rest of the jiu-jitsu world should follow.
Those guys, yeah, they fight in the hallway at their house. Trey, what do you think about this closeout thing? You were a big fan of making those closeout highlights, though. So what do you think about them getting rid of the closeouts?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, it is going to hurt my content production because that was kind of my main thing. I'm a huge closeout highlight
vlogger,
guy, closeout vlogger. But yeah, I mean, closeouts kind of suck. Besides my highlights of them, they kind of suck outside of that. So,
all three of you guys don't like the closeouts. You're in favor of them being banned?
Yes.
I'm gonna take the opposite stance here. I love closeouts. I think they're thrilling. I think they show a lot of honor and respect. There's a lot of negative repercussions that could come from people not closing out. Like, imagine if two guys have a match and then they stop liking each other. What the fuck are we all gonna do? But I mean, I think closeouts are exciting. I think you guys are all wrong. Trey, what's your argument against that?
Yeah, I mean, I would just say like. I mean, I don't know, dude.
Stomp them.
Stomp
them. Bring back the closeouts.
I'm on Mike's side, actually.
I want to have Who's Number One, which is all just teammates closing out. We just bring out eight closeouts.
So they're all number one.
Yeah, I mean.
To be honest, I wasn't expecting that from you, Mike. I was expecting you to be all aboard canceling the closeouts. So,
surprise. But to be real, does IBJJF doing these people a favor? We know the economics of the business. These people who close out, we saw the Meows tank their value from just closing out in the semis and the finals for years. People don't look at these guys as real champions, like the guy from Unity, Sebastian. I like the guy, nice guy. Sure. Does anybody think he really won Pans last week? Leandro Lowe let him pass. Hibmar let him pass. If he goes out and he wins those two matches, it does a lot more for his value. So the people don't realize it, but the IBJJF, I think, is doing these guys a favor because the guys who are increasing their value and are going to make money on instructional seminars, this and that, are the guys who are going out and winning in the finals. If you're closing out in the semis in the finals, like, you got nothing for people to cheer for.
We want to know who's the best. Like, that's what this is all about. We want to know who sits at the top. We want to know who's better. It's one versus one. And when you kind of rob the fans of that experience, you know, I think of the absolute final. Like, nothing bigger in this sport than the absolute final. And to not be kind of robbed of those multiple times. And now I'm just glad that they're doing something about it for sure. I think it's going to only improve the sport, like you said, Corey. So, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's a professional sport at this point, right? And if you want to be treated as a professional athlete, if you want the spectators to look at you like a professional athlete, you have to act professionally. And acting professionally means putting friendships aside. If you see this is going to ruin your friendship, well, I mean, it's a matter of, professionalism, right?
Would you and Chase?
Sometimes you got to ruin a friendship.
You and Chase are like in the same weight class. Did you guys fight for the gold medal?
I hope so.
What are they saying online?
They say that closeouts are and always were lame. And
disagree.
Then,
strong disagree.
Well, there's one. There's
wrong.
One,
wrong
counterpoint.
Take. Horrible take. All right.
One guy pointed out. He said that the Buchecha and Lowe closeout was kind of sick, though. So, what do you guys think about that moment? Was that a good closeout moment or still bad?
Well, we weren't going to see that fight anyway, right? I mean, Leandro was hurt.
Good point. Fair point.
Yeah. So at that point, for Buchecha to let Leandro win, like, that match is not going to happen one way or the other, right?
I mean, what's the point of it? It's like nobody, like, when Joel Meow won Worlds and he had, like, one or two matches and then they let him pass in the semis and the finals, it was like, all right, Jose Thiago beat the dudes who beat Joel earlier in that year, took him out for him, and then his brother, Paulo, who everybody sort of considered better, gives him the win in the finals. So it's like people are winning it for you and just giving you the thing. So it's like nobody gives a shit. So, yeah, I mean, better to just go do the match. But hopefully if they're going to do the matches, they don't try any of this fake match stuff.
I like how ADCC does it. Yeah. You know, they make it early, first round, second round. I think first round, second round, you might have to fight a teammate. Nothing worse than a closeout or a fake match in the finals, you know.
Yeah. In the end, it's going to be good for everybody. All the athletes are going to end up making more money, growing their brand more because they're going to go out there and do these finals.
Hell yeah, let's put more money into the sport, for sure.
Tanks people's marketability when they close out in the semis and the finals especially. Mm-hmm. All right, so what are we going to talk about first here? What's first on the agenda? Move of the week. All right. Got a goofy one today. Let's cue up the move of the week. This is shot by Gold Town MMA. This is me getting buggy choked by Craig Jones. Let me know what you guys think.
Buggy choke, all the rage these days,
yeah.
Huh?
Oh, my God, it pisses me off.
Everybody's doing these.
Well, my game is stuck from 10 years ago, so it's like I try and pass like how you used to be able to pass, and I just walk into buggy chokes all day. So you can't put your arm on that side anymore.
What's it feel like?
Well, if somebody does it right, so a lot of people don't know how to do it right, but if somebody does it right, it comes on super quick. Right here, though. Escape. Can't get me twice.
Hell yeah.
3 points, baby. My ADCC staff shirt on. There we go. Move of the week. What do you think about me getting buggy choke, Corey?
Craig's buggy choke technique has to be pretty good to get around that neck.
You think I got a big neck?
I think.
All right. Read. I'm fine with having a big neck, being a big neck guy. What do you think, Trey?
Big necks are sick.
What do you think about my neck, Trey?
I mean, I think you got a nice neck for sure.
You like it?
Unexpected.
You never told me you liked it. All these times we spent on the road, you never told me.
Man, I just never had the
thinking
right
about
moment.
That?
I've been thinking about it everywhere we go. Just sitting there, just taking little peeks at your neck while you're driving the Cadillac, the Maserati, you know?
I believe it.
Great neck.
I believe it. Great neck. All right. Sure. Well, there we go. There's your move of the week.
The buggy choke.
Hey, one cool thing I feel like about the buggy choke and how much it's like such a huge deal in the sport right now. When we were with Cole Abate and he was leading the no-gi class, he was showing like a pass to side control, and he specifically told everyone, he was like, hey, but you can't reach across anymore and set up side control that way. You got to just keep your hand on that side
The buggy choke. Trials, you can see everybody's passing. Everybody's passing differently. You can't pass it. Fucking ADCC 2019, the most common pass was just smash people from half guard with the underhook, and now you just walk into a buggy choke with this.
How many buggy chokes do you think there were at ADCC trials?
A lot, man.
Yeah, Saw a couple at least.
There was a lot.
Like
yeah.
four or five?
One guy almost got killed trying one. This is a dangerous move in ADCC rules, but I saw the majority people. I saw more people finish them than get hit with a slam.
What does the chat think about the buggy choke?
I mean, J-Rod hit one in the final.
Yeah, that's
true. Renee got one.
The craziest one was the Renee one, right? Because he literally pushed the guy past his guard. He passed his own guard for himself to set up
the buggy. And it was after the points period had kicked in.
I want to get good at it. I Ruotolo's when we were in the garage last week showed me the details. I'm not going to tell anybody their secrets, but
you're a buggy choke guy now.
I just want to get good at it because then you don't got to have a good guard.
That's
if you get good at it, just nobody wants to pass your guard because they don't want to get buggy choked. So, just out of being lazy. That's why I want to get good at it. All right, so. Who's next? Coming, when is it? May 18th?
May 18th.
Why don't you explain to the people a little bit about this thing, Reed?
Check it out, man. May 18th. Put a lot of work into this. Everybody is, of course. Here at Flow, we've been working on it since November. So make sure you guys tune in. May 18th is our official premiere day. Episode 1 and 2, I believe, are going to be going out together. And it's going to be free. You can watch this. Which camera am I looking at? I'm looking at this camera. It's going to be free. You don't have to be a member of Flow Grappling to watch this. So definitely check it out. Please tell your friends, tell your parents, tell anybody who might be interested in who's next. We got 16 of the world's best up-and-coming next-generation grapplers. We put them in a house here in Austin, Texas, and some crazy hijinks ensue, some incredible matches, no time limit, submission only, the way God intended jiu-jitsu to be done. Yeah, man, it's going to be incredible. Mike was there, Corey was there, Trey was there. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, it's... I think the best thing for the growth of the sport, right? I mean, wild moments. The matches were incredible. The characters, of course,
a lot of great characters.
The best people we could think of to put in this house together.
A lot of the guys from ADCC Trials, man, who killed it. Dan Montesoyu, who was in the over 99 finals.
Dan.
Big Dan, he's on the show.
Ledge,
he's got his own theme song and. Who else did great? Andy Varela on the show.
You said J-Rod?
J-Rod's on the show. He did great, of course. Renee Sosa there. He did great. He's on the show. Adam Bradley's on the show.
A few good guys who can't do North American trials. Guys from other countries.
Yep. Isaac, Michelle there from B-Team, and Jansen Gomez from Checkmat. This lineup is just stacked with killers. We brought in some helicopters. We got Tim Kennedy doing some crazy gun challenges. We might even be riding some bulls and doing some crazy challenges. Man, this thing was so much fun to put together, and I'm just hoping you guys dig it.
There's a sewer rat.
Sewer rat.
Yeah.
Possum.
I'm surprised he doesn't hang out in our chat section. Where is he? Is he in there?
Sewer rat's got a day job, I feel like, though.
Yeah.
Sewer rat definitely has a day job. I think he's a delivery man of some sort. He's out there giving the people the corn. So, doing the Lord's work in his own way.
SoundCloud raps. What's going on in the chat? Anything interesting?
Yeah, the chat's stoked. They're super hyped about who's next. We got Becerra in the chat also, so that's a confirmed legend in the chat.
Big time Ledge.
He's here. Sauerkraut's in here also. He's amped. Jonathan Jones.
Is Sauerkraut a Ledge?
What are these guys up to?
I feel like
what are they doing? Are they just there or are they doing something in there?
I mean, they're just chatting away, dude.
What are they saying? Tell me what Sauerkraut said.
He said, yeah, man. In response to if he's amped for who's next, so.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
He also, Sauerkraut earlier said that if IBJJF's going to get rid of closeouts, they should also get rid of the rule that got Marigali DQ'd. So, that's a decent point by
him. It would be funny if they just got rid of that rule. Also, you're allowed to give the middle finger now.
The Marigali rule.
Long live Nicholas Marigali.
Oh, man, can't wait to see Nicholas Marigali out there again.
Up there training in the gi with John Danner. We're going to go there soon, but let's talk BJJ stars. Yeah, Marigali, big-time ledge.
Big
Super
time
ledge. All-time.
We
all
throw
time,
around the word ledge a lot, but...
All-time ledge status. Yeah. All right, so... BJJ Stars coming up. What date is BJJ Stars?
April 30th.
April 30th. So they have a Gi Grand Prix with some exciting names. Leandro Lowe, Mickey Galvao, Roberto Menez, Izaki, some people. But Hulk, I want to talk about the no-gi superfights. They have some really interesting no-gi rule superfights. Fappa's running this thing. He was involved in the ADCC South American trials. And a lot of people that did well in those South American trials are featured here. So man, I'm just hyped about ADCC. Like, we were on ADCC trips last week. It's like every interview is getting me fired, the trials, everything. I wish ADCC was tomorrow. Yeah. So we got more ADCC rules matches coming up. What matches do we have here, Corey?
Let's kick it off at the top. Damian Maia comes back for his first no-gi match in 15 years against Alex Cowboy. Felipe Pena back for his first no-gi match in 2.5 years against Henrique Cicconi.
It's been 2.5 years?
Yeah.
Was Tex the last one?
No, last one was Andre.
He did Andre after Tex, yeah. Okay.
Gutenberg Pereira, Felipe Pena, Fabricio Andrade is back.
It's been 2.5 years since that. Yeah. That's right.
Crazy.
It's crazy, isn't it?
He's going. So Felipe's going against, Pregis is going against Henrique Cicconi, who he won one of the South American trials, correct?
The second one.
Good wrestler, I think. Gutenberg versus Felipe Andrew. I mean, Felipe Andrew, I was honestly surprised he didn't do trials. Gutenberg won trials. Who else? The Hokage. Fabricio Andre, maybe the most exciting grappler of all time against Alex Sadre. Bia Mesquita, ADCC champ versus Julia Boucher. Well, what's your favorite match out of those?
I'm excited to see Gutenberg and see what he can do against Felipe Andrew, because Gutenberg won trials with all submissions, right? He spent almost no time on the mat, and he's been, since he kind of came back, he's been submitting a lot of people, gi and no gi. He just had 3 submissions at Pans this last weekend, or 2 weekends ago, but Gutenberg is a finisher. I think the ADCC rule set is right for him. He's got great top game, great pressure, great wrestling, but first things first, he's after the submission. So I want to see what he can do against Felipe Andrew, who likes to put it all on the line.
I'm going to say he heel hooks Felipe Andrew. Felipe Andrew can surprise you. He's not as good no-gi as gi, obviously, but, I mean, he triangled Hulk that one time.
He does have that straight ankle lock.
He's got the good straight ankle lock. I'm going to say Gutenberg heel hooks him like he did everybody. Reed, Damian Maia competing is very interesting. First grappling match in a long time. Who's this guy, Alex Cowboy, that he's going against? You know a lot about MMA.
Yeah, for sure. This is a great match. I mean, both these guys, top-tier UFC fighters for sure in their heyday. Alex, I think, is on a little bit of a skid. I think maybe he's lost his last couple. But, like, one of the most exciting fighters in the UFC. I think he's a veteran probably of, like, 15-plus MMA UFC fights. A real veteran of the UFC, classic. He's known for more of a striker, I think, but he's like one of those guys that just is like in a constant scramble, fight of the night bonus constantly. Alex Cowboy, one of the most exciting guys out there. So this is a crazy matchup, I think. Both these guys, you know, UFC vets with high credentials, doing a grappling match. I love it. Love to see Damian Maia coming back to the roots. You know, I think we could see more and more of Damian Maia. I think there's a lot of fun matches for him in this grappling world. So here he's kind of dipping his toes back in against another UFC fighter, but love to see Damian Maia back in this fold.
This Cicconi guy is a good test for Pregis. Like you said, Pregis hasn't done a no-gi match in 2.5 years. This Cicconi guy looked pretty solid at trials. Looked like he's somebody who's hard to get anything going on, hard to score on, good wrestling, strong dude. Gutenberg Felipe is really cool. I mean, Fabricio Andre, I think he's going to be big problems for Alex Sadre here in a no-gi match. Fabricio Andre, if you didn't watch his matches at South American trials, it's just the most exciting stuff you can imagine. It's like it's choreographed. Like he's doing fake moves to make it exciting. This guy's ridiculous. Bia Mesquita and Julia Boucher. Julia Boucher is pretty tough, too. It's a tough matchup for Bia. I'd have to go with Bia there. Total legend. Trey, what do you think? What's going on in the chat? What do they think about this card?
Yeah, they're pretty stoked about the card overall. A few of the matches they've kind of called out that they're excited for is Felipe Andrew versus Gutenberg, Andre versus Sodri, and then they're excited for the Damian Maia match. They want to see the backpack back in action in jiu-jitsu. So,
I watch Fabricio Andre versus anybody.
Yeah. In any rule set, any kind of grappling, Fabricio Andre will make it exciting, right? I mean, just the way he carries himself going onto the mat will tell you everything you need to know about what's going to happen. The kind of power up, right?
You're totally right. That dude's just like electric. So much fun to watch, and so young. Excited that he's in ADCC. But I think like Pregisa too, man. Like whenever this guy fights, and especially since it's been 2.5 years, like Pregisa could really be. Really could be, you know, the second best or you know, top 3 best no-gi guys going right now. And so this is his kind of like road back. Obviously, he's got a big division to win at ADCC that I'm sure he's gunning for, that over 99-plus division with nothing but killers in it. So I'm excited to see kind of like where his journey starts here, Felipe Pena.
Trey, what's going on over there?
Not much. I mean, they're still just stoked about the card. I'm kind of, I'm most personally excited for BCO Andre versus Alex Sodre. A little bit of Manaus on Manaus violence. Both these guys hail from Manaus.
It's that entire division, though.
Yeah, pretty much. But, so yeah, I think that's going to be a super exciting one.
Bertazio's a killer, man. Yeah.
Bertazio's exciting. That guy Marcus Petch is pretty good, too. He's a little bit bigger than Lucas normally. But yeah, this is some exciting stuff. Only available outside of Brazil on Flow Grappling, correct?
Correct, yeah.
So if you're in Brazil, you got to buy the pay-per-view for BJ Stars. Anywhere else in the world, you can watch it on flowgrappling.com. Trey, what's on your mind? You got anything you want to talk about today?
No, man, I'm still just thinking about your neck, if I'm being honest with you. I haven't moved so on past that. I got a good view of it on the monitor right here, so I'm stuck there. But
what are you thinking about it?
I mean, it's just, like, you got a strong neck. Everyone knows it. I'm just the one having to say it now,
reminds
I guess.
Me of Heater Tsuchi a little bit.
That's true.
Jeez.
Yep. Zoom in on that thing. Keep going. Keep going, Tyler.
Beast-ass neck.
Do you do a lot of neck workouts?
No. I do that one thing that we used to do. Shrugs? In warm-ups in the fucking sauna when I'm doing my little stretching routine.
Yeah.
I've been working out like an animal lately, man. I've been doing jiu-jitsu every day. I've been doing weights every day. I've been walking around my neighborhood listening to some old metal. Just been cruising, man. Getting in shape.
Cruising for a booze,
man. People are cheering me on. I'm getting messages from strangers telling me that I look healthy, so I must have looked like shit before.
Oh, man. We got an emergency. Sound the alarm. Oh, Steve has entered the chat.
So ledge.
Confirmed number one ledge. Just is back. Yeah, give it up. Give
ledge.
It up. Steve.
Let's give the floor to Oh, Steve. Let him say some stuff. Ask him how's he doing.
How's his 420 going? Yeah, what's he been doing for 420?
Yeah, we'll
heard see. Anything from JFK Jr., you know, the usual
what'd
stuff.
What did he say? What did he say? You said he's there. What did
he
say?
Yeah, he said, oh, hello. So just a nice little ominous oh, hello there. Then he said, sorry he's late. So obviously, oh, Steve, very cordial guy, very polite. And then he said, Mike's chin looks great. So he's a little behind. We were actually looking at his neck, oh, yeah. Steve, but we appreciate you jumping right in and leaving your comments.
Well, you didn't used to be able to see my chin. I used to have a little facial hair there.
Chin, so neck,
oh, Steve might be
shoulder.
Seeing it for the first time, yeah.
I'll take all the compliments.
Yeah. How's he doing?
Yeah, I'm waiting for him to respond to everybody, but it seems to be doing well so far. But so yeah, I guess I'll let you guys know if he drops any more comments in there.
What's new with you, Corey? Anything?
Nothing at all.
Are you a buggy choke guy?
No, you're not a buggy choke guy. I don't have the arms or the flexibility for the buggy choke. I've been picking up the Darces, the black hole a little bit, but no buggy choke for me. I tried a buggy choke last night. Laughable how little flexibility I can get in my leg. So
did
I think
you get it locked up, or did you just?
I can get my arm to touch my leg. That's about as close as I can get. So, any feedback in the YouTube chat? If Kate Rutolo's in there, please tell me how to fix my buggy choke. Renee.
What? Yeah, Renee.
Is he in there?
Can get no. you. He can
is
help.
Kate Rutolo in there?
Is Kate Rutolo in the chat right now? Kate Rutolo just came in. Trey, can you confirm? Can you confirm?
In the chat right now.
He doesn't even know the show exists.
Also,
he's way too cool to know.
Yeah, he's cruising.
That
right
dude's
now.
Cruising.
But, all right. Well, we don't have much to talk about this week. Watch BJJ Stars on April 30th. ADCC trials coming up. European trials. Asia Oceania trials. Going to be some exciting stuff. We got lots of ADCC content coming out. Did visits last week. We're doing visits for like the next 2 months to gyms all over the world. Real exciting stuff. Who's next coming? May 18th. God bless you. Enjoy your 420. Os.